This is the Aviat Merli of the 5th of January 2025. Original date, the 17th of October 2003. Throughout the whole year, be a jewel of contentment. Remain constantly content and make everyone content. Today, Bap Dada, the Comforter of Hearts, is pleased to see each one of his royal beloved children, Raj Dulari, the extremely lovely children from everywhere who are in front of him, and also those who are far away yet close. Each child is a king and is therefore a specially beloved royal child. Very few souls in the world attain this love and royal affection from God. However, all of you have a right to God's love and God's royal affection. Souls of the world are calling out, "Come, come," whereas all of you are experiencing God's love. You are being sustained with God's sustenance. Do you experience this fortune of yours? Are you experiencing it? Bap Dada is seeing all of you as those who have a right to a double kingdom. You are the kings who have a right to the self-sovereignty of the present time and the kingdom of the future as your birthright. So you are double kings. All of you are kings, are you not? You are not subjects. Are you Raj Yogis? Or are some of you Praja Yogis, yogis who become subjects? Are there any Praja Yogis? Are those sitting at the back Raj Yogis? There aren't any Praja Yogis, are there? Are you sure? Say yes after thinking about it carefully. To have a right to your kingdom means to have a right to all your subtle and physical organs, because you are masters of yourselves, are you not? So do you become kings only sometimes, or do you remain constantly kings? The main thing is, do you have a right over your mind, intellect and sanskars? Do you constantly have a right over them, or only sometimes? Self-sovereignty means constantly to have self-sovereignty. Or is it that you have it one day and not the next? A kingdom is for all time, is it not? So constantly be self-sovereign, a master of oneself. Means constantly to have a right over your mind, intellect and sanskars. Do you have this all the time? You are not saying yes to having this all the time. Is it that the mind sometimes rules you? Or do you rule your mind? Does your mind become your master sometimes? It does become this, does it not? So always keep your right to self-sovereignty, and so one who has a right to the kingdom of the world. Therefore, constantly check this, because for however long and with however much power you have a right over your organs, your mind, intellect and sanskars, you will accordingly receive a right to the kingdom in the future. If on the basis of receiving God's sustenance, God's education and God's Srimat, You don't always have this right in this one birth of the confluence age. Then how would you become one who has a right to the kingdom of the world for 21 births? There is an account. Only when you are a master of yourself at this time, that is, only by becoming a king of yourself at this time, will you have a guarantee for 21 births. Who am I and what will I become? Through your rites of the present time, you yourselves can know your future. Just consider how elevated the original and eternal personality and royalty of you special souls is. Look at the eternal form of you souls when you reside in the supreme abode. You are seen as brightly sparkling stars. How bright the sparkle of that royalty and personality is! Can you see it? In the form of souls, you stay with the Father, you stay close. Just as some stars sparkle very brightly in the sky, in the same way, you souls are especially with the Father, and you are the stars who have a special sparkle. In the supreme abode, you are close to the Father, and then, at the beginning of the Golden Age, the personality and royalty of you deity souls is so high. Go around the whole cycle. Religious souls have come and gone. Great souls have come and gone. Fathers of religions have come and gone. Political leaders have come and gone. Actors have come and gone. Do any of them have such personalities as you deity souls have in the Golden Age? Your deity forms are appearing in front of you, are they not? Are they coming in front of you? Or do you not know whether you will become those or not? Is it firm that you will become those? Those sitting at the back, is this firm? Bring your deity forms in front of you and look at them. Have those personalities come in front of you? There is so much royalty. Even nature becomes such that it has a personality. The birds, trees, fruit, flowers all have a personality. They are royal. Okay, now come down and look at your worthy of worship forms. You are worshipped. Will you double foreigners become worthy of worship? Or will those from India become that? Did you become deities? Not those with an elephant's trunk or those with a tail. Not those goddesses in the form of Kali, but look at the temple of the deities. There is so much royalty and personality in your worthy of worship forms. There would be an idol of 4 foot or 5 foot, and they would make such a big temple. This is royalty and personality. Nowadays they make a statue of a prime minister or a king and place that poor statue in the heat outside. Anything can happen to it. Whereas how great the personality of your worthy of worship form is. It is very good, is it not? You Kumaris are sitting here, are you not? This is your royalty, is it not? Then, at the end, at the confluence age too, the royalty of all of you is so high. the personality of Brahmin life is so great. God himself has directly filled your Brahmin lives with personality and royalty. Who is the artist of Brahmin life? The Father himself. What is the personality and royalty of Brahmin life? Purity. Purity itself is royalty. It is it not? All of you Brahmin souls sitting here, you have the royalty of purity, do you not? Yes, you may nod in agreement. Those sitting at the back are raising their hands. You are not at the back, you are in front of Baba. Look, Baba's vision automatically goes to the back. To look at the front, he has to make special effort to see them, whereas his vision automatically goes to the back. Therefore, check. Do I constantly have the personality of purity? Is there purity in my thoughts, words, and deeds, attitude, vision, and behavior? To have purity in thoughts means always to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. No matter what another soul may be like, a soul who has the royalty of purity would constantly have thoughts filled with good wishes, pure feelings, feelings of benevolence, feelings of mercy, and the feelings of a bestower. As they look around, they would constantly see everyone as a soul, or would see everyone in their angelic form. Even if the other one hasn't become an angel, in my vision, let me only see the form of a soul or an angelic form. In my behavior, that is, in my connections and relationships and activity, I always have to give love and happiness to everyone. Whether or not others give me love, my duty is to give them love and make them loving, to give them happiness. You have a slogan, do not cause sorrow, do not take sorrow. You must neither cause it nor take it. Someone who gives things may sometimes also cause you sorrow, but see that in the consciousness of happiness. You don't make someone who has fallen fall even further. You always uplift those who have fallen. Those souls are causing sorrow because they have fallen and are under an external influence. Therefore, you mustn't make them fall even further down. It shouldn't be that you kick those poor people even more. No, uplift them with love. In this too, first charity begins at home. First of all, charity begins at home, does it not? Uplift your companions, your service companions, and companions of the Brahmin family. Even if they reveal their bad traits, you simply see their specialities. It is number-wise, is it not? Look, the rosary is your memorial. So not everyone has the same number. There is the number 108. So it is number-wise, and it will remain like that. But what is your duty? It is not to think, okay, I am not in the 8 anyway, so perhaps I shall become part of the 108. So I could be the last one of 108. Therefore, I would also have some sanskars in me, would I not? But no, by giving love and happiness to others, your sanskars will also become those of love and happiness. This is service, and in this service, charity first begins at home. Today, Bapdada found something amusing. Should he tell you? Just see, you will also find it amusing. Bapdada continues to watch the games of you children. At any time in a second, Bapdada switches on his TV of one centre and sometimes at another centre. Sometimes at the centres abroad and sometimes at the centres in India. He switches it on and is able to tell what each one is doing. Because the Father has love for you children. You children also say we have to become equal to Him. It is firm, is it not, that you have to become equal? Kumaris, are you going to become equal? Or is it okay with whatever you become in the drama? No, you have to become equal. All of you Kumaris have to become equal. Even if you have to die, no matter what you have to do, raise your hands after careful consideration. Yes, those of you who feel it doesn't matter what you have to do, you may have to die, bow down, tolerate or listen to anyone, raise your hands. Kumaris, raise your hands after considering it carefully. Take their photograph. There are many Kumaris. What if you had to die? What if you have to bow down? Pandavas, raise your hands. Did you hear? You have to become equal. There won't be any pleasure if you don't become equal. In that case, you won't be close in the supreme abode either. There will be a difference in becoming worthy of worship, and there will also be a difference in the fortune of the kingdom of the golden age. You love Father Brahma, do you not? Double foreigners have the maximum love. Those who have deep love in their hearts for Father Brahma, raise your hands. Do you double foreigners have love in your hearts? Acha! It is real love, is it not? Now Baba will ask you a question. A sign of love is that whoever you love, you would like doing what the one you love likes doing. Only when the sanskars, thoughts and natures of both tally with one another, do you find each other loving. If you love Father Brahma, you will stay with him for 21 births, from the first birth. It is not good if you come in the second or third birth. You will stay with him from the first birth until the last birth. You will stay with him in different forms. So who can stay with him? Those who are equal. He is the number one soul. So how will you stay with him? Only when you become number one will you stay with him. Number one in everything. In your thoughts, words, deeds, attitude, vision and behaviour. So are you number one or number wise? If you have love, then it is not difficult to sacrifice anything out of love. In the last birth, at the end of the Iron Age, even those who have body conscious love sacrifice their lives out of love. So what is the big deal if you transform your sanskars out of love for Father Brahma? Is it a big deal? It isn't. So will everyone's sanskars change today? Are you sure? A report will be sent. Your companions will write to Baba. Are you sure? The daddies are also listening. They, the double foreigners, are saying that their sanskars have changed. Or will it take time? Mohini, you tell Baba. They will change, will they not? They will all change, will they not? Those from America will change. The amusing part has been left out. The amusing thing is that all of you say that you make a lot of effort. Bap Dada, too, feels mercy when he sees you are making a lot of effort. Sometimes you make a lot of effort. And what do you say? What can I do if my sanskars are like that? You use your sanskars as an excuse and justify yourself in that way. However, today, the father saw that when you say my sanskars, are they really your sanskars? Each of you is a soul. You are a soul, are you not? You are not a body, are you? So what are the sanskars of you, that soul? And what are your original sanskars? Whatever you refer to today as yours, are they yours or Ravan's? Whose sanskars are they? Are they yours? They are not yours. So why do you say that they're yours? You say, my sanskars are like that, do you not? So from today, don't say, my sanskars. No. Sometimes rubbish comes flying to you from everywhere, does it not? So this thing of Ravan's has also come to you. So how can you say that they are yours? Are they yours? They aren't, are they? So now never say this. Whenever you say the word mine, then remember who you are and what your sanskars are. In body consciousness, they are your sanskars. However, in soul consciousness, those sanskars are not there. So now transform that language. You say my sanskars and become careless. You would say that was not my intention, but those are just my sanskars. Acha, what is the other word you use? My nature. The word swabhav, nature, swa meaning self, and bhav feeling, is good. Oneself is always good. My nature, my intention is always good. It is never bad. So instead of using the words my nature, my sanskars, change that language. Whenever you use the word my, then remember, what are my original sanskars? Who is saying this? It is the soul that says, these are my sanskars. So when you think about it, you will be amused with yourself. You will feel amused, will you not? When you are amused, all of the complications that you create would end. This is called transforming your language. That is to have respect and regard for every soul. Constantly stay in self-respect for yourself and regard others with respect. When you look at anyone with respect, then when anything happens that you don't like, when there are some complications, you don't like them, do you? Look at one another with respect. This one is a special soul. This one is a Brahmin soul who has received sustenance from the Father. This soul is one of a few out of multi-millions. Just do one thing. Let the point remain merged in your eyes, that's all. Firstly, you see with the point, that is the pupil of the eye. And secondly, merge the point in your eye. Then no conflict will happen. You won't have to make effort. It will be as though a soul is looking at a soul. A soul is speaking to a soul. Create a soul-conscious attitude and a soul-conscious vision. Do you understand what you have to do? Now never say my sanskars. When you speak of Swabhav, your original nature, stay in the nature of yourself. Is this okay? Bap Dada wants that throughout the whole year, even though the season is only 6 months, throughout the whole year, whenever you meet anyone, whoever you meet, whether it is amongst yourselves or with other souls, whenever you meet, whoever you meet, give them the cooperation of contentment. You should remain content and also make others content. The self-respect of this season is jewel of contentment. Always a jewel of contentment. A brother is also a jewel. Mani, feminine tense. Not a masculine jewel. Mana, masculine tense. Each and every soul is a jewel of contentment at every moment. If you yourself are content, you will also make others content. Remain content and make others content. Is this okay? Do you like this? Do you Kumaris like this? Those who will like this and will do it, and not those who simply like to hear it, but those who like to do this. All of you, raise your hands. All the hands are seen. You have pleased Bap Dada's heart. Very good. Congratulations, congratulations. No matter what happens, remain stable on your seat of self-respect. Don't wander around. Sometimes on one seat, sometimes on another seat. No. Remain stable on your seat of self-respect. When you are seated on your seat of self-respect, if anything happens, then look at it as though you are watching a cartoon show. You like watching cartoons, do you not? So the problem is then not a problem, but it is a cartoon show that is being performed. A lion comes, a sheep comes, a scorpion comes, a dirty lizard comes. It is a cartoon show. Don't become upset whilst on your seat. You will then enjoy it. To all the especially beloved royal children, to all the loving cooperative children who are becoming equal, to the children who make their elevated feelings for themselves and their original sanskars emerge in their forms, to the children who constantly give happiness and love to everyone, to those who become jewels of contentment and constantly spread rays of contentment, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you become a master bestower like Father Brahma and experience the stage of having pure positive thoughts for yourself and others. In order to become a master bestower like Father Brahma, remains free from three things: jealousy, dislike, and being critical, and have pure positive thoughts for all, and experience the stage of only having pure and positive thoughts. This is because those who have the fire of jealousy in them burn themselves and also cause distress for others. Those who have dislike fall and also make others fall. And those who even jokingly criticize others discourage them and make them unhappy. Therefore, remain free from these three things and experience the stage of having pure and positive thoughts, and thereby become a master bestower, a child of the bestower. Slogan: those who have total sovereignty over their minds, intellects and sanskars are masters of themselves, self-sovereigns. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. You Brahmin children are the trunk, and the whole tree receives Sakash from the trunk. So now become those who give Sakash to the world. If you have 20 centers, 30 centers, or 200 to 250 centers, or your zone in your intellect, you will not be able to give Sakash to the unlimited. Therefore, constantly stay beyond any limits and begin the part of doing unlimited service. By going into the unlimited, you will automatically become free from anything limited. To have transformation with unlimited Sakash is the result of fast service. Om Shanti.